All right, so here I am with my friend Monica, and this is Christine, and we are going to do a little bit of breakdown after we went to Mom University this past Sunday, and we went to different sessions. There's a whole series of different sessions, and we just wanted to really trade out information and learn from each other and what we liked, what we didn't like, and how it went. So maybe we should just go by session, because sure. It's like logical.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with the first breakout session that I went to was from burnout to bliss. It was really invigorating and interesting and stimulating and eye-opening into much more Eastern thought than I had ever really learned about being raised as a Catholic. I really don't know much about Eastern medicine or Eastern philosophy, other than just like basics of like what Hinduism or Buddhism is. But this was also tied in with astrology, which was fascinating. So it was led by a social worker who has multiple letters next to her name. And she's also a whole health educator. And she really focuses on human design reading.
What is that?
Human design. So she had us download an app called Human Design for Us All, which would you log in and you put in your birthday and you put in physically on this earth where you were born. And then it's based off of the lunar calendar and where the earth was in its orbit around the sun when you were born and how close to the sun and all that. And then it tells you what personality type you are based upon your birth date and the lunar, like the space in orbit that we're all floating around, spinning around the earth right now and part of this larger universe.
I think that's fascinating because we weren't raised that way. I wasn't either. No. So when I hear those things, it almost makes me think of too, when you hear of like supplements you're supposed to take, things like that, I don't know, because it's not
exposed. It's not what I'm used You've to. Never been exposed, no. And like the
And it may sound all well and good, but is it? I'm not sure. So that's an interesting way too to kind of look at yourself and your personality from a totally different angle.
It was very fascinating, and I've done it for myself. So I did the app. I figured out what kind of personality type I am based on that information. And it's not really much personal information beyond that. Yeah. And then I did it for my husband.
I want to do this.
And it was fascinating. And like, it tells you what your strengths are, what your limitations are. And the whole the whole concept as a mom university was like knowing your personality type and recognizing kind of the breakdown signs before you actually break down so that we can move away. The title of it was From Burnout to Bliss, to prevent the burnout. That was really cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm like intrigued, I think the word is. I'm intrigued and want to know more.
Well, I think that kind of summarizes all the sessions I went to, that everything made me want to learn more. It opened me, it relaxed me, it made me just hungry for more. Like, I feel like some of these speakers I left with wanting more, and what's been great is I've been getting emails from them, which I need. I feel this weekend would be the time to open them up and look to them so I can give them the due diligence that I want to.
It's so funny, there's no time during the week to even check the emails. I've gotten the emails to them, like, okay, so that was so last week, but consciously, moving it to this weekend.
Because to me, when I looked at them this week, I went, oh, that's another thing to do. No, I want to enjoy that. Like, I had to do the mind shift. It's not the target ad, it's not the different things that are coming. Get rid of those and let these kind of move to the top. So this weekend I can sit and look at them and
give yourself time to digest it. What was your breakout session one?
My favorite one was a sex ed for moms. I think what I loved about it is it was something that was applicable to moms with children at every age and stage. It was from ones that are little, 0 through 3, up to your 22-year-old children. Like, it really covered the whole gamut. An eye-opening too, in the sense where they were saying where our kids are learning their information from, where we kind of think we've fulfilled giving them that information, But the reality is where they're getting their information is their friends, is Google, is porn, is all different types of things where, especially with any kind of video that they're seeing, they're getting very different body image ideas of what's normal for them. And of course, they're not going to measure up to that, which is a whole self-esteem thing, which becomes a whole other pile of that. She was saying too that like Teen Vogue, which I didn't even know there was a Teen Vogue magazine.
I've seen Teen Vogue.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, it's great that they have really good viewpoints. You really can learn a lot from them, both your children and you. So that was a really good resource that she tapped into. And then there were a bunch of other places she said. One thing that she said, which is something we've kind of instituted in our house, is the less is more. So if they ask you a question, you answer that question. You don't go deep into a whole dissertation about
everything in the world,
but just to answer that and to say back to them, did that answer your question? Did you want to know
more? I like
more?
That phrase.
And that way you can kind of gauge, because it's easy for us to kind of go, oh, and then this, and then this, and then all of a sudden you're an hour talking to them and they're like, la, la, la. They've tuned you out or you've embarrassed them. So just to kind of gauge.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good thing to kind of.
A big thing on using proper language for body parts. That was a big thing she impressed upon, because especially you start it younger, as they get older, your elbow is the same as your breast. In terms of language, and that there's no
shame.
There's no shame. There's no embarrassment.
Hiding.
That's just
or
if something hurts, you can say what hurts, as opposed to, you know, being embarrassed and not wanting to talk about that. Another thing she said too, which was interesting, it's okay to tell them, you know, I don't know. Can I get back to you on that? Can I find a way to explain this better? Give me a day and I'll get back to you. I remember doing that with my oldest son too, when he finally learned truly how babies were created. We were going in that direction and I was at a point where I was like, oh, this is a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
And just saying to him, you know what? Can we talk about this more tomorrow? And he was like, oh, okay. I needed the time to compose myself to go to that final step. And it was okay with him, but I thought, you never know until you ask them. So, it was great. Oh, one big thing she did say, this came up, and I don't know if she said it, it may have been a participant in the room, they were talking about slumber parties. And the point that was made was that at like say 9 o'clock, all the girls were told, your phones are gonna be taken away. We're gonna take them and just put them somewhere else. Because this took away from any, it's not necessarily bullying you wanna say, but any potential bad things that could happen. You know, somebody's sleeping and someone takes a picture of them and then posts it on social media, or someone's in their jammies and they get up to go do something and then you take a picture. Maybe that's not something they're comfortable with. And it just kind of gave everyone that, knowing that 9 o'clock, social media stuff, camera stuff was all gone and out of the room. And you could just
and
go
they could
girls
just be people.
Just be, yes.
Yeah. I love that.
And
that's
that
really
and went,
hard
wow.
to quote unquote parent other people's children, because it's like not yours to take away. But I think if you preface and tell the other parents, like, hey, you can't text your kid after 9 o'clock because I'm going to take away technology.
And they said they put it on the invitations too, to let the parents know that at 9 o'clock, this will be happening. And then I thought, wow, because we haven't ventured to sleep.
Yeah, it's new. It's
point.
Uncharted territory.
Yes.
And also I hate when kids come and then they just live on a phone when they're supposed to be playing.
And their head is down the
And then
time.
It's the whole exclusion of some kids have it, some kids don't. And then
the
silliness of posting things that are not appropriate or not, you know.
Or just not
that's
needed.
Nice. Yeah.
You know. So I thought that was a good takeaway. I'm still not ready for sleepovers, especially group sleepovers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will be.
Yeah.
It was a good thing.
The next session I went to was meal prep. It was fantastic. I feel like a little bit renewed in my drive to, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing, but just introducing little by little more healthier ways. She discussed like the whole financial drive too, of like saving money and meal prep and planning and less food waste and all those like economic and financial stuff. But that's usually not my major concern. It's more about just ease and convenience and getting through. But I realize, you know, that it's not working.
Right.
And
it happens every night.
It happens every night. She talked a lot about double batching. Like when you finally do cook, double batching, or cooking multiple things at once. So like, okay, you're cooking tonight's dinner, but if you planned a little bit, if you spend a little bit more time thinking, you could also have tomorrow night's dinner on the stove. So you're doing tonight and you're doing tomorrow night and you've got something in the oven, you've got something on the stove, and you're multitasking, which we always like think we're so wonderful at, that if you put logical thought ahead of time, you can do it. So she, you know, she talks about like having one day to plan, one day to shop, and then the following day to actually prep, like chop.
Yes.
And prep, she would pre-cook things perhaps on a Sunday for that week ahead. And she said, get creative and purposeful with your leftovers. I consciously know all these things. It was really nice and refreshing to hear all of them.
To know that and you're not alone in this.
She sent out a sample 3-day plan with breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and even desserts. She also talked about like setting like a meal plan with one night a stir fry, another night a special kind of salad, another night something with a slow cooker, another night maybe something from a different culture or just a family favorite, you know, like to not always do the same thing, but to she also talked a lot about trying different seasonal options. So it was interesting. Yeah.
Hi, how are you? No,